This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, the Commission on Presidential Debates says it will tighten the format for President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden face off again. This after their first debate Tuesday was widely panned as the worst in American history. The two candidates frequently interrupted each other or talked at the same time, with debate moderator and Fox News journalist Chris Wallace rebuking Mr. Trump for not following the rules. The independent commission that organizes the debate said it would impose new restrictions to ensure a more orderly discussion before the second and third presidential debates, which are set for October 15th and October 22nd. Some critics suggested cutting off their microphones when it was the other's turn to speak. Trump declared himself the winner and criticized the moderator, saying, "I was debating two people last night." He was speaking of Mr. Biden and the journalist Chris Wallace. Meanwhile, in a video, the Biden campaign attacked Mr. Trump for declining during the debate to reject the support of white supremacists. The video showed a snapshot of Trump saying, "Stand back and stand by," when referring to the Proud Boys, an extremist group with several hundred members. White supremacist groups seemingly rejoiced on social media in reaction to Trump's remark, tweeting in response, "Standing by, sir." Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, the president said he's not familiar with the Proud Boys, who incidentally don't call themselves white supremacists, but instead brag about Western civilization. "I don't really know who they are," Trump said. "I can only say they have to stand down and let law enforcement do their work." In other U.S. political news, President Trump on Thursday signed a bill to keep the government running into December after funding briefly lapsed. The U.S. Senate passed the temporary spending bill on Wednesday, and the House approved the legislation last week.